Today is Friday, March 29th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. Today's episode is brought to you by Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. You don't have to imagine anymore because Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. I recently got the European linen high-waisted shorts and they were perfection. So comfortable and chic, plus they're affordable at $30 a pair. So if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe for the summer without breaking the bank, be sure to check out Quince. Indulge in affordable luxury and go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. The International Court of Justice issued an order yesterday calling on Israel to allow for unfettered access for humanitarian aid to enter the Gaza Strip, as the UN says that the region is on the verge of famine. Israeli officials deny that they are limiting aid into Gaza. Either way, I can't imagine this will bode well during their future state-sanctioned genocide hearings. Next, we have quite an extensive coup, well beyond Donald's usual antics. A judge ruled this week that the vice chairman of Georgia's Republican Party, who has long claimed that the 2020 election was stolen, was himself found to have voted illegally 9 times. Brian Pritchard was found to have voted illegally after he was sentenced to probation for felony check forgery charges in 1996, and he ultimately voted in 9 different elections after lying on his voter registration forms about his felony record. He's now been punished with a whopping $5,000 fine, and he will be publicly reprimanded. Whoa, don't go too hard there on the deterrence. Next door in South Carolina, a federal court ruled yesterday that the state will hold its congressional elections this year using an electoral map that has been deemed unconstitutional and discriminatory against Black voters. This is happening simply due to lack of time. They're waiting on the Supreme Court to make a final ruling on the map, but the state's primary is held on June 11th, and there isn't enough time to wait for a decision and potentially alter the maps. The district in constitutional question is South Carolina's first, between Charleston and Hilton Head, and the congressional seat is currently held by Republican Representative Nancy Mace. Last year, the court ruled that the current district map exiles 30,000 Democratic-leaning Black voters to protect Mace's seat. It's almost like justice delayed is justice denied. Now for the coup boy himself. Donald's attorneys were in Atlanta yesterday, arguing before the court to have his election interference case dismissed on the grounds that he has the First Amendment right to protected political speech, which I gather he means a First Amendment right to ultimately overthrow First Amendment rights. Meanwhile, new reporting from the New York Times, which reviewed Donald's federal election records, concluded that he has moved over $100 million from his campaign donation accounts to pay for his legal bills. Since he left office in 2021, Donald has averaged over $90,000 per day in legal costs to both defend himself and fight the 2020 election results, which he has paid for entirely with donors' money. Like we say, you get what you pay for. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee signed a law yesterday that rolls back the Tyree Nichols Act, which was passed last year and eliminated pretextual traffic stops in the city of Memphis. Pretextual traffic stops are things like broken taillights or expired tags that have, in many cases, escalated towards harassment and violence. The new legislation prohibits local governments from passing any measures that would interfere with police stopping crime, like the crime of a burnt-out light bulb. The U.S. Office of Management and Budget announced yesterday that the government will be changing the way it categorizes people by race and ethnicity for the first time in 27 years. According to the agency, these changes will combine questions about race and ethnicity on the census to reduce confusion that federal officials say will allow for more accurate accounting of people who identify as Hispanic and of Middle Eastern and North African heritage. They also remove certain words from federal forms, which are now regarded as pejorative. I can't wait till Tucker Carlson hears about this. For our final story, FTX founder and crypto scammer Sam Bankman-Fried was sentenced to 25 years in prison yesterday for securities fraud conspiracy and also ordered to pay $11 billion in forfeiture. The length of his prison sentence was justified by the judge, who said that in his 3 decades on the bench, he had never seen a performance like Bankman-Fried's testimony, and that, quote, "there is a risk this man will be in a position to do something very bad in the future." we got to get this judge on Adam Neumann. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials and unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop, with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Indulge in affordable luxury and go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Until next week, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.